Come on! Pull harder on that net now, girl. Let's drag it in.
I'm using all my strength.
There. Take a look.
Look at all this. The button must be in here somewhere.
I certainly hope so. My back is about to give out.
Thank you for helping me drag the river.
Well, I couldn't stand seeing you with that long face, traipsing along the banks each day, searching for that button. Might have drowned yourself, you know?
I hoped it would wash up on the shore. I don't think I can face Teddy without his button in my hand.
You might need to. Most likely that button is 30 miles downstream by now.
Tin cans. Rocks. A shoe. I don't see it. But it has to be here. It has to be. I need God to give me a miracle.
Don't you think he already has?
Because Teddy's still alive.
Because I'd come to fish at just that moment and was able to jump right in. Because he gave you a squawky scream that could be heard for miles.
I suppose that's true.
You should visit your friend. I'd think he'd want to see you.
There's someone here to see you.
Who is it?
Come on. He'll be pleased.
Hello?
Nancy! You came!
Oh, Button Boy, will you ever, ever forgive me? If you had died, I would have lived the rest of my life knowing I had killed you.
No, Nancy, I was just as stubborn. I shouldn't have tried to fight with you.
I go to the river every day. And Farmer Green brought a big net one day, and we dragged up a lot. And I sifted through everything. But the button wasn't there. I hope it will be washed ashore one day. And so I look along the banks, but I haven't seen any sign of it yet.
Don't tell Grandmother, because she'll think it silly. But I pray every day that the Lord will return it to me. If you ask him too, maybe he'll do it quicker. That is, if you enlist.
Oh, Teddy, I was such a selfish girl. I spoke to Reverend Upton after your accident and told him how awful I was and I didn't deserve to go to heaven. And he told me that being good doesn't get us to heaven. That's why Jesus died on a cross.
So you enlisted then and there?
No. I still needed to think about it. But Mother and I spoke about it that evening. And she shared how Jesus came to rescue us because we could never be good enough. Then it all started to make sense. So Mother and I prayed together that very night.
Nancy, that's wonderful. So are you a soldier or a sailor?
A sailor, of course.
Well, at least you're enlisted.
And every day, I pray that he helps you get better.
And now you can ask our captain if he can bring my button back.
Yes, I will. You know, I still remember in the field that day when you talked about what you thought heaven would be like. And I wondered, when you laid in the doctor's office, if you were flying on the back of an angel like you dreamed.
All I remember is falling asleep. Oh, I'm so glad you're in the army with me, even if you're in a sailor's uniform.
Yes, now we'll be able to see what heaven is like together.
So, are you fighting the enemy now too?
Yes, but I do need your help.
With what?
I need a good name for my enemy.